Shalom to everybody. We are in Ayah, Rav Kook's commentary on the Agarata of Masachet Shabbat. And we are on Piska Resh Kafchet. As I mentioned to those who came early, it's pretty current events. Rav Kook is going to talk about the problem with the court system, which apparently haven't changed in 2,000 years from the time of the Gemara. Let's see it inside. The Gemara Masechet Shabbat, Daf Lamed Gimel, reads as follows. Be'avon inui hadin, ve'ivut hadin, ve'kilkul hadin, u'bitul Torah. Right? For the sin of inui hadin, that means dragging out justice, deliberating a lot, having to wait a lot until your time in court comes. Ivut hadin, twisting justice. Kilkul hadin, corrupting justice. Ubitul Torah, and also wasting time from learning Torah. Because of all of these sins, cherev ubiza rabba v'dever ubatsoret ba. Wars or terrorism come, and they take booty, and plagues, sicknesses, come as a result of this, and also batsoret, famines, a lack of rain, comes a result of these sins. Ubnei adam ochlin ve'inan sveim, and people eat, and they're not satisfied. Vochlin lachman b'mishkal, and they eat their bread by weight. This is part of the tochecha, that the bread is so crummy that you have to scoop it up with a shovel because it doesn't stay whole as a loaf of bread. Dichtiv eveti aleichem cherev nokemet nekam brit. Hashem says, I will bring onto you the sword that avenges the brit. And Rashi explains, what is brit? Brit is the Torah. Uchtiv, we'll see it in a minute. Uchtiv, b'shovri lachem matel lechem, ve'afu eser nashim, b'tanur echad. Hashem says that if you don't observe the mitzvot, then he is going to take our sustenance, and 10 women will cook in one oven. There's not going to be enough wood. Ve'in brit ela Torah, sh'ne'emar im lo briti yomam v'layla, chukot shamayim v'aretz lo samti. And the Torah is called Yom V'Layla, that we're supposed to learn day and night. And Brit is, so we're told, Uchtiv Yanu V'Yan B'Mishpati B'Ma'asu. And all of this is a result, says in the Tochecha there, in Parshat B'Chukotai, as a result that we do not do justice. A problem of Mishpat. What is the difference between the different types of justice that are, or misjustice that's done here? Rashi explains, Inui adin, shemit achrina dayanim laduno. It takes a long time before the judges deal, right? There's a lot of backup in the courts, or it takes a lot of time for them to deliberate. Vilo l'shem shamayim, ela l'achar shuvar. It's not that they're doing so l'shem shamayim, that they just don't know the answer, and they're arguing, and they're searching for the truth. That even after they know the outcome of the trial, they still schlep it out. And the second problem is ivutadin, a twisting justice. Right, it's talking about doing it on purpose, twisting it purposely. Kilkuladin, shelo hayu mitunim badin. How could judges, the rabbis of Israel, corrupt din? Because they weren't patient enough. They didn't study enough all of the details. And because of all of these sins, cherev ubiza rabba, there's going to be war and a lot of booty. Dichtiv nekam brit, avenging the brit, as we'll see, brit is Torah. Ve'in brit ela Torah. Dichtivim lo briti yomam v'layla, chukot shamayim v'aretz lo samti. Uchtiv v'agita bo yomam v'layla. Ochtiv cherev al yedei cherev dahainu mishlachat girui milchama habizaba. Right, booty, people take our property in war. Uchtiv shalachti dever betochechem. Another one of the curses of the tochecha is plague, sickness. Hare dever, uchtiv sham bishovrim lachem matel lechem hare batzoret. Famine. Uchtiv basof kol haklalot yan uveyan. At the end of all of these curses, why is it? Because b'mishpatim ma'asu. Hare inui v'kilkul v'ivut b'chlal. All the different types of lack of justice. Rav Kook in Piska Resh Kafchet explains as follows. Hachayim ma'asim hem le'im sichsuchim. Judaism is a Torat Chaim. God knows the Jewish people. And he knows that if you have two Jews, you have three opinions. And Jews are very argumentative. The Maharal writes about that, that there's a fine line between being idealistic and argumentative. And part of life is car accidents. It is arguments between partners. Bnei Adam pogshim ze et ze b'malacham b'milchemet ha'chayim. People compete in the war of life. Life, there's a certain amount of competition involved. And even though the halakha doesn't allow, for example, to open up another grocery in such a small place, where there's only enough clients for one grocery, that's the Isur D'oraita of Hasagat Gvul, you're not allowed to take away your neighbor's livelihood. In the cities, as soon as you have two grocers, or two lawyers, or two doctors, or two anything, inevitably there's going to be competition. And that's part of life. We learned about this in Chazon HaTzimchonut, where Rav Kook writes about how sometimes you'll find people who are sadistic, and they're vegetarians, or they love the animals. Hitler, Yimach Shemo, he was a vegetarian. I have a letter that I saved. It was just such a crazy letter of a guy who's so much in love with laboratory mice that he writes a sadistic curse on all of the doctors and researchers who torture the poor little mice, right? He wants to torture the doctors in place of the mice. And why is that? Because it's easier. Rav Kook uses the same term there. Because of the competition of the shuk, of the marketplace, it's easier to have mercy on animals than on people, because people are your competition. And when somebody is in competition with you over the same spot, over the same job, over the same shekel, that's what causes a lot of animosity. And that's why we need judges. By the way, notice, one of the seven mitzvot b'nei Noach, and it's the only mitzvah to say, the only positive commandment of the Sheva, seven Noahide laws, is to have batei din. Why? Because you cannot have a society without courts. Inevitably, there are going to be arguments, and you have to find a just way to settle the arguments. The Torah is not naive. One quarter of the Torah is Choshe Mishpat, the laws of what happens when you have arguments about money. V'zeu yisod ha-din la'amid et ha-emet v'et ha-shalom al mechono. Rav Kook here is already foreshadowing a midrash. Remind me to make sure to mention the midrash that he's foreshadowing. The Gemara says on the pasuk, ha-emet v'ha-shalom e'havu. You know, already mentioned it now. The midrash, Breshit Rabbah, tells the story of how the angels were arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying, why do you want to give the Torah to people? People do not live in a world of truth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Torah, threw it down to the ground, threw it down to earth, and said, Emet mi eretz titzmach. The truth, it will grow out of the land. In other words, truth, the truth of justice, is going to come davka out of the competition and the complexities of life of living in the world. Rav Kook uses this duo of Emet v'Shalom in another Piska in Ein Hayah, Masechet Brachot, where he deals with the question, why do we follow the majority? It's a din d'oraita. It says in the Torah, acharei rabim latot. You follow the majority. Why? Rav Kook says there are two reasons, and they don't contradict. One of them is Emet, and the other is Shalom. One of them, what is Emet? Because if you have a majority, you have 71 Dayanim, the majority are probably tuned in more to the truth. And also, Shalom, even if the majority, say, are not tuned in more to the truth, although that would is more logical, we have to find some technical way to decide if there's a difference of opinion. That is Shalom. So Mishpat, justice, is based on these two aspects, Emet, truth, and also Shalom. We have to live with each other. We need a normal society. Okay, so in order that the Emet and the Shalom come al mechono, on their, that they're based well, v'az ha-merirut shebechayim ha-yotzet mikoach ha-ava ha-atzmit ha-gasa, the bitterness which is caused in life by over-loving one's self, he mitbaseset ve'na yotzet el ha-po'al b'tzurata ha-ze'uma. When justice is done properly in a society, then, here, we'll just allude back to what we learned a couple of paragraphs ago. Rav Kook says, what is the motive of somebody who steals, somebody who lies, somebody who cheats? It is he loves his himself too much. Right? If somebody sees that somebody else has a nice cell phone and he steals it, he's saying, I need it or I deserve it more than you. The same thing with somebody crashes into your car and doesn't leave his number, right? This is all a matter of taking care of yourself before you worry about the other person. I'm in a hurry, right? Time is money. And people also take that to a wider, that self-centeredness, selfishness, is also regarding the family. As Rav Kook explained a couple paragraphs ago, the motive of most ganavim in Am Yisrael is that they want to support their family. Again, I don't know if today that's still the case, but in the olden days where everybody got married, his love of his own family is at the expense of somebody else's family, right? Why is your family more important than his family? Rav Kook is saying that that love of oneself is good. Hare vavtel reacha kamocha. Love your neighbor as yourself. It only can come after I love myself, can I also love your neighbor. There's nothing wrong with loving yourself, but do it in the right amount. Love yourself a little. Love your family that much more, because that's more altruistic. Love your nation, Am Yisrael, that much more. And these are the types of love which are in the proper amount. Take it out of its right proportion. You love yourself too much, you are going to make problems in society. Problems in justice. Bamed varim amurim. Here we're coming to the punchline. When is it talking about that justice sweetens the bitterness of self-centeredness in society and crime and brings us to justice? Here's the punchline. If you underline anything in life, underline this one. Kshadin holech shluvyad imachayim. When the justice goes together with life. Justice cannot be disconnected with life. Keshem shezerem achayim hu olech b'lo efsek. Just like life carries on, life marches on. There is time, there is money, we're busy. And people are suffering, and people are exploiting other people. Every day that goes by, there are more cases of crime, of exploiting, a lack of justice, arguments over money. Justice must go hand in hand with life. In the context of Inui Hadin, it's very obvious what is Cook referring to. If you schlep out a court decision, that's at the expense of 100 other cases which are waiting online. And if you schlep out every one, they're just going to mitztaber, they're going to accumulate. You can't live that way, because life marches on. Life, in its broad term, is also life as we know it. It's not just time. The problem with the courts in Israel today is exactly this, that they're not connected with life. They're minutak, it's called in Hebrew. When you hear the psakim of the bagats, there was an article in Makor Rishon a couple weeks ago, that within 1 week, every single day, the bagat said something which the vast majority of Israelis sees as crazy, right? If you remember the case that the army has decided very clearly that blowing up the houses of terrorists, even suicide bombers, deters them and also encourages their parents to turn in their children, and that deters suicide bombers. But when is this productive? It's beneficial when you do it immediately. And that way the family doesn't have time to organize themselves and the neighbors and everyone. And the same thing with anything in education, right? When you have to punish right away. And that way there is, remember, Pavlov and the behavioristic, everybody makes the connection. Now, if the lawyers schlep out the case for a half a year, and then the courts say, yeah, we will destroy the home, and then they appeal, and then it gets up to the Supreme Court. Until they hear the case, what did they say in the Supreme Court? Well, too much time has gone by. This isn't going to help deter, because deterring has to be done right away. Well, Habibi, so you should have made that court decision a year ago when it was first brought up. Whereas you can't be a purist in justice and democracy without taking into account what is going on in life. The same thing with the Supreme Court always rules in favor of homosexual and lesbian marriages. And now most Israelis, they know what a normal family is about. And it may be that technically, democratically, in terms of equality, I could understand where the Supreme Court is coming from. But the further they distance themselves from the people, from the man in the street, from the same thing with Benjamin Netanyahu's case, right? Yeah, maybe he did something wrong. What's the matter with judging him as soon as his time in office is up, like they do in France? And looking in between, to look for the smallest of things that are part of life, you know, having the way press covers a politician. That's part of life. Now, of course, there are better ways and there are worse ways of doing it. But you have to be realistic. The same thing when the Supreme Court, you just have case after case, when they ruled that the Israeli army has to be willing to put women into the tanks, into the combat units. Now there's a case in court to bring them into the top commando units. Now, if they're not fast enough, if they're not strong enough, why should the court force them into those units? And the course is going, the courts are going to force them. Why? It all gets back. How does Rav Kook say? Kishadin olech shluvyad imachayim. When justice is connected with life, this is what we talk all the time about. Rav Kook says the Torah is a Torat Chayim. We mentioned this last week in Megillat Rut. Why do we read Megillat Rut on Shavuot? And what is Megillat Rut's contribution to the Tanakh? The answer, we explained in the Shir last week, is that Megillat Rut is the only book of the Tanakh where you see the Torah being lived as a living Torah. We see Bishat Emet, in real time. Chalitza, Yibum, Geulat Karkaot, Sheva Brachot, chesed, doing kindness to the ger, leket shikcha peya, all of these mitzvot, the agricultural mitzvot, we see how they were carried out and how society in Israel is a nice society when it's based on a Torah Chaim. Now, when we talk about, when Rav Kook says that Torah has to be, justice has to be connected with life, he's not just talking about a secular Supreme Court. He's also talking about rabbis, and he's also talking about Dinei Torah. One of the great Rabbanim, I won't mention him by name, who in the Haredi circles, he's considered a very, very big posek. Outside of very specific circles, people don't really pay attention to his psakim because for his entire life, he spent his entire life, usually he didn't even go home, he would sleep in the Beit Midrash. He was 24-7 in the Beit Midrash. He didn't know what was going on in the marketplace. He didn't even know the names of his daughters. And this is not the type of Rav who is connected to life. You have to be connected to life in order to do justice. The same thing by Rav Kook himself. He was walking, his mazkir, his secretary, once saw him walking back and forth, back and forth. He seemed really upset about something. He asked Rav Kook, "What's bothering you?" Rav Kook says, "Well, I have a very important case, and there's a lot of money involved. And to tell you the truth, I don't care about money. And if I don't care about money, I cannot put myself in the shoes of the people who are arguing about money." Do you all see? Even Rav Kook himself is forcing himself as much as possible to get into the Torah Chaim. The Torah, if it's not walking hand in hand with life, that is not justice. There's a famous joke that they tell about the Jews in America when a rabbi from Europe came to America and somebody asked him a question. Can I keep my tefillin in the freezer? So the rabbi was sort of embarrassed. He didn't know what to answer. He said, "Let me check it up. I'll look in the Sfarim." Anyway, he calls up his friend, the Reform rabbi. And the Reform rabbi, he asks him, "Tell me, somebody asked me, are you allowed to put tefillin in the freezer? Tell me, what's a freezer?" So the Reform rabbi explains to him, what's a freezer. And then the Reform rabbi asks him, "But tell me, what's tefillin?" In other words, if a rabbi doesn't know what a freezer is, or he doesn't know what a microwave is, how can he answer a question, does it need tefillah or does it not need tefillah? And these are very acute issues when it comes to justice. Part of the checks and balance system is exactly this. The executive and the legislative, they are directly elected by the people. They are supposed to have their hand on the pulse of the people, knowing what is the chayim, what is going on in life. And that's why the Knesset is always so much closer to the desire of the people as opposed to 11 judges who appoint themselves and they appoint themselves and they're just theoretical. And it's the same thing in medical school also, by the way. I heard that the problem with it, doctors have a lot of experience. Sometimes what they teach in medical school, the professors, they don't have the practical experience that Rofim Bashetach, that the experienced doctors have. And again, it all gets back to Shadin Holech Shaluv Yad Imachayim, when justice, Torah, goes together with life. Keshem Shezerim Achayim Hu Holech Bilo Efsek. Vabriot Nirdafim Imenu Bal Korcham. Life goes on. There are always going to be new cases. There's always going to be new crises. You cannot wait. Life doesn't wait. So justice, which has to be in connected to life, also cannot wait. Ken tzarich hadin sheyeh poel et pulato kechol sidrei hachayim hakavuim. We have to take into account all of the set aspects of life. Hu reshai vaday v'gam mechuyavu, the shofet and the beit din, not only are they allowed, but they're obligated, lekachat le'atzmo et achilek mi'azman shutzarich la'avodato, by all means, take as much time as you need to get to the true maskana. But don't schlep it out. Don't have bureaucracy. Don't let cases pile up. Kechol inyan chashuv shebachayim adorei zman la'avoda, kechol harchavato atzricha. Just like with any research, whether it be medicine, whether it be law, whether it be architecture, every topic you need, when you come up with a big question, you have to invest a lot of time. Rav Kook is not saying, don't invest the time. Adrabba, do invest the time. Aval kevan shekvar alta biyado amatara. But once you do understand where the halacha is going, once you understand what the outcome of this of the court case is going to be, alav miyad letzet el hachayim v'lifol aliyim. You have to go out to life and implement them. Shebezeh ofen yadin mechubar imerutzat hachayim. Again, a very quotable quote, that din, justice, halacha, Torah, has to be connected with the merutzat hachayim, with the running of life. Life runs in terms of time, in terms of experience, in terms of technology, in terms of everything is running. It's illogical that dayanim, rabbis on the batei din, take their time, go out on vacation. There's a, how does the saying go, that the wheels of justice grind slowly. That is totally against Judaism. V'yeh yachol lan'im et kol merirut hamizdamenet l'sha'ata, v'lo yikabtzu harim gedolim shiyu tzrichim la'asot pra'ot l'shem ha'yisharat ha'chayim. So that we shouldn't have accumulating a lot of cases in the backup. By the way, before I forget, getting back to the limud of Ha'eretz, ve'emet mi'eretz titzmach, and ve'emet ve'ashalom, that Rav Kook mentioned beforehand, what is the Midrash saying? The angels said, mankind does not have emet. Look how much they're fighting. Look how much they're cheating. Look how many court cases they have. We angels, we don't have court cases. We always tell the truth, because they don't have free will. HaKadosh Baruch Hu davka took the Torah, threw it down to the earth, knowing full well that emet mi eretz titzmach. The whole beautiful beauty of the Torah is that it grows together with life. Again, Torat Chaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech hafetz b'chaim, a king who wants life. That's the Gemara Baba Metzia also, where after HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, the written Torah, and there's a machloket between Rebbe Eliezer and everyone else, and he says, if the halacha is like me, may the water run backwards. And it does. And they say, we don't care. And he says, may the walls fall of the Beit Midrash. And they do. And the rabbanim don't care. And even a bat kol, a voice comes from heaven and says, halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. The rabbis say, lo bashamayim hi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that we decide the Torah because we live in this world. We know the struggles. We know the challenges. Emet mi eretz titzmach. Emet v'shalom is something that we, davka, through justice, that is how we make it. Angels can't make emet. Because their emet, there's no challenge to it. In our living challenges of life, the Torat Chaim, that is emet. Ben bidei, so again, so what is the problem? That mountains accumulate Bein bidei l'shem ha'yisharat ha'chaim, that we need, as if it were dynamite, to blow up these mountains. Bein bidei adam, bein bidei shamayim. Whether it be that we're going to need hundreds of additional judges, or sometimes the dynamite comes from heaven. And that is the punishments that are mentioned in Bechukotai. If we are not doing justice, and that's inui hadin, we're dragging things out, and we're disconnecting justice from life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have to dynamite the situation in order to clear the bottleneck. Al kein inui hadin hua koach harashim atik et koach hadin min hachayim. It all begins not with judges who are stupid, not with judges who don't know halacha, but with judges who don't care enough to connect the justice with life. And that's why they can drag things on. Kasher ein ladin bishvil inuyav oto koach hamrutza sheyesh lachayim hachevrutim betivam. If justice doesn't have the same strength as life does, it's going to be lagging behind. It's a beautiful nisuach, what Rav Kook is saying. Again, if justice doesn't have the same energy and the same pace, the same quickness as life, justice is going to be lagging behind. U'memelehem mitatkim mimenu. And what's going to be the next case? People are not going to want to come to Dinei Torah. They're not going to want to go to the Supreme Court because this isn't justice. Justice which is not connected with life is not justice. That's not Torah Chaim. Right? To live in your ivory tower and to say, well, theoretically, it's not nice to blow up the house of a terrorist's family. What did they do? Yeah, collective punishment is not nice. But life shows you that we have to deter terrorism. And if the only way to do it is to deter a terrorist, a suicide bomber, is by blowing up his family's house, that is what has to be done. 95% of the country knows it. I think 90% of Knesset knows it. It's just a shame that almost nobody on the Supreme Court knows it. Why? Because they're living in Rehavia. They're living in upper class. They don't serve in the army. I'm not even sure that their children serve in the army. They are not connected with life. So inevitably, justice is not going to be done, and people are not going to trust the justice system. So what's going to happen if people don't trust the justice system? There will be vigilantes. There will be people, you stole my car? I'm going to steal your house. I'm going to steal it. Hefker, anarchy. Ve'az alulim kol akilkulim litkabetz bitzura shel machala chevratit mam'eret ma'od. And that is all the curses that we're going to learn about next time. They all start with the disconnection of the justice system from life. I just remember that I was learning in Gush in the year that Rav Aaron Lichtenstein was saying Kaddish, and he was Shliach Tzibur. And when he was Chazen, you know, everybody has certain phrases which they have especially a lot of Kavanah. And Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, when he got up to the bracha of Hashiva Shofteinu Kevarishona, Hashem, give us back the justice system, give us back the Sanhedrin, when he got to the line, Vahaser mimenu yagon va'anacha, he would stretch out every word, as Rav Aaron Lichtenstein knows how to stretch out words. And it was very clear that he was saying that the way to remove the sadness and the corruption from society is by having a good court system.